The Power FM Brekkie Show.
If you were a Game Boy fan back in the day, it might be worth trying to fish out some of those old games because they could be worth quite a lot.
Yeah, every now and then one of these stories comes around and I get really excited because we've got some old Nintendo games from back in the day. The first one, yep. NES. We've got Battletoads. That was a classic. Did you ever play Battletoads?
Battletoads, no.
Yeah.
Didn't have that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, I love this. A Pokemon game from the 1990s. Apparently, it's one of the hardest to find. It's sold at an auction for $114,000.
It's huge. So Pokemon Red from the first generation of games. It's one of the ones on the Game Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's super rare to find this game in general. And to find one still in its packaging, it's just unheard of.
I don't know why people would buy something and just keep it in the packaging.
Collector's jewels.
But the whole idea of a Game Boy is, like a game for a Game Boy is that you play it. If it's a figurine and it's a collector's item, I can see why you would keep it in a box and keep it on the shelf because you could still enjoy it.
Yeah.
There is no point to buying a game and then just keeping it in the box.
No point. I can see 114,000 points right here.
It only took them how long? 30 years to get the money's worth.
Worth it. That's $114,000 payday. That's amazing. It's a collector's item, Jules. So, like, I get what you're saying. Like, you feel like the value in the item is in the time spent playing it.
Yeah.
So maybe in this scenario, the person who still has this mint condition game, maybe they bought two.
The one
they played and the one that they just wanted to keep nice. Or maybe it was a case of everyone back in the day not expecting them to ever become a collector's item. Bought the games, played the games, had an amazing time. And now, years later, that they have become this nostalgic thing that's super collectible. Maybe every now and then one pops up in storage, like one that didn't sell way back in the day. Yeah. Maybe it's like out the back of a very, very old EB Games, but under the counter.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's a situation. I don't really know, Jules, but 114,000. Pokemon Yellow, this one was also super rare because it was unsealed, sold for 106,000. I'm like you, Jules. The value in it for me isn't in looking at this thing in its box. It's actually playing it.
Yeah.
So if I was super wealthy and I'd bought this and this was like a game from my childhood that I loved and I missed, I'd be kind of tempted to take it out of its packaging.
I would, without a doubt, easily.
Yeah.
Like there was not one game, because we were Nintendo people growing up.
Yeah.
There was not one game that we just kept in the box. As soon as you got it out, like you take it home,
you
rip it out of the box and you put it straight in the console because you can't wait to play it.
I think the lesson in this is surgically remove the item from its box, like with precision to not damage the box in any way, shape or form.
And then put it back.
Give it a good play, complete all the levels, max out all the top scores.
You know what the giveaway would be though?
Yeah.
If someone purchased it for some ridiculous price and then they took it out of the box. When your DNA is on it in the inside of the cartridge, where you've taken it out of the console to blow on the inside to get it to work.
They pull it out and look at it. They go, someone's blowing in this. We can see it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.